who was trying to convince me to let him drive, although he's blind, nudge in the front seat next to Fang, seemingly unable to keep her mitts off the horn, the gas man, Gazzy, and Angel, my baby. And Total, who is Angel's talking dog, long story. Gazzy was singing a Weird Al Yankovic song, sounding exactly like the original. I admired Gazzy's uncanny mimicking ability, but resented his fascination with bodily functions, a fascination apparently shared by Weird Al. Are we going to stop soon? Total asked. I have a sensitive bladder. His bright eyes looked at me, because I was the leader and I made the decisions about stopping. And about a million other things. I glanced down at the map on the laptop screen in my actual lap, then rolled down the window to gauge our whereabouts. You could have gotten a car with GPS, Total said. Yes, I said. Or we could have brought along a dog that doesn't talk. I gave Angel a pointed look, and she smiled. Well, angelically at me. Total huffed, offended, and climbed into her lap, his small, black, Scotty-like body fitting neatly against her. She kissed his head. Just an hour ago, we'd sped across the state border, into Louisiana, meticulously sticking to our carefully plotted, brilliantly conceived plan of heading west. Because we still had a mission, to stop ITEX and the school and the Institute and whoever else was involved from destroying us and from destroying the world. We're nothing if not ambitious. Louisiana, the state that road maintenance forgot, I muttered, grimacing at hitting yet another pothole. I didn't think I could take this driving thing much longer. From the Everglades to here had taken forever, as compared to flying. On the other hand, even a big 80s love van was less noticeable than six flying children and their talking dog. So there you go. I wasn't kidding about the flying kids part, or the talking dog part. Anyone who's not up to speed on the adventures of Amazing Max and her flying, fun-loving cohorts, get with the program. I can't take 2 days to get you caught up on everything, so here's the abbreviated version. A bunch of mad scientists, mad crazy, not mad angry, though a lot of them do seem to have anger management issues, especially around me, have been playing around with recombinant life forms, where they graft different species' DNA together. Most of their experiments failed horribly, or lived horribly for only a short while. A couple of kinds survived, including us, bird kids, who are mostly human, but with some bird DNA thrown in. The six of us have been together for years. Fang, Iggy, and I are ancient, at 14 years old. Nudge, the motor mouth, is 11. Gazzy is 8. Angel is 6. The other ones who function pretty well and last more than a couple of days are human-lupine hybrids, or wolf people. We call them erasers, and they have an average lifespan of about 6 years. The scientists, who we call white coats, train them to hunt and kill, like a personal army. They're strong and bloodthirsty, but lousy about impulse control. The six of us are on the run, trying to thwart the White Coats' plan to destroy us and most of humanity, which makes the White Coats crazy, or crazier. So they have been going to extreme and sometimes pathetic lengths to capture us. There you have it. Our lives in a nutshell. Emphasis on nut. But here's something even more interesting. Fang started a blog. MaximumRide.blogspot.com. We acquired a wicked cool laptop when we escaped from the ITEX headquarters. And get this, it has permanent satellite link up, so we're always online. And because ITEX is a world-class, top-secret, paranoid tech fest, the link up has constantly changing codes and passkeys. Its signal is completely untraceable. It's our key to every imaginable piece of information in the world. Not to mention movie times and restaurant reviews. I crack up every time I think about it. But anyway, Fang's upchucking every bit of info about our past, the school, the Institute, ITEX, etc., out onto the web. Who knows? Maybe someone will contact us and help us solve the mystery of our existence. In the meantime, we can locate the nearest Dunkin' Donuts in like